Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Mitch Evans Experience. Welcome back to the show. I am pleased and honored right now to be joined by one of the greats of the hardwood. Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry is with us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Rick, thanks for taking the time to come on with me. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, yeah. Just blessed, thank goodness. Good health when you get to be my age. It's all about the health.
I hear that. You're involved with a revolutionary product by the basketball shoe manufacturer Ecdio. It's called the Breakaway, that prevents ankle sprains, means no longer a need for those cumbersome ankle wraps and braces. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved with it.
Well, I was made aware of it a couple of years ago. Dr. Barry Katz was involved with the company and chatted with him about it, found out that he had come up with this patented technology that would actually be able to help prevent ankle sprains for basketball players. And when I heard that, I said, well, where the heck was this when I was playing? This is what I needed to have with the different ankle sprains that I've had over the years. And so after chatting with him, you find out that John Starks was involved in trying to help get the company off the ground. I had him send me a pair of the shoes. I tried them out myself. I was impressed with them. They've done wonders with the new model. The Breakaway is even a better shoe than the first model that I had, experienced for myself. I had my youngest son, who was playing in high school, wear them. He's as fussy as could be, and he wore them, and he stopped having to put on his ankle braces, and we felt that it worked really well for him. I'm just really impressed with it. Why anyone playing the game today would not want to wear a shoe that can help prevent the type of injury that happens more frequently than any other injury in the sport of basketball. I mean, if you were to look and see how many games were missed by players in the NBA this past season, I'm sure you'd be astounded by how many games were missed by players with sprained ankles. Mm-hmm. So I just don't understand. It's not just for anybody who has weak ankles. Certainly it's going to help them even more. But why anybody would not want to be wearing the shoe to protect themselves against that injury, I don't know. I'm also surprised that one of the other big companies hasn't come along and bought the company, because the kind of money that they just spend on advertising to know that there's a product out there better than anything they're offering the public, why would you not just go buy the company and have it yourself, and then you get a leg up on the competition?
Right. Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're talking about a product that he's involved with, the basketball shoe manufacturer Ecdio, and the new shoes called the Breakaway. Any truth to, you know, conversation that it also helps you as far as stability and your shooting touch and things like that?
Well, it certainly gives you stability because of the way that the shoe is designed. If you see it, it actually is a little bit wider in places to help to prevent the rollover. And then, of course, it has the patented straps inside to keep you locked in really well. The amazing thing is we have actually asked and surveyed the people wearing the shoe. 42% of those who wear the shoe say they really feel as though it helped them shoot the ball better because they felt they had a firmer base and it just was something that worked well for them. Mm-hmm. Nobody said it made it worse, but 42% said that it was a positive for them. So that's another, you know, aspect of it. But for me, the really great part of it is to help prevent that ankle sprain. You just don't want to be spraining your ankles. It become a chronic thing for you. I mean, somebody like Steph Curry, who's had all these ankle problems that he's had for years, why in the world are you be worried about making a few $100,000 and you're getting paid by a company to wear a shoe when you could have a shoe that would help prevent you from spraining your ankle and rooting your ankle, and you're talking about making multi-millions of dollars over a long period of time? That's a little bit more important as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I joked, I said, if I was playing today with the kind of money they probably would have paid me, I would have told the company if I was wearing another shoe and was paying me a lot of money, I said, look, why don't you guys go out and buy this company? Because if you don't do it, I'm going to go do it.
Rick Barry, the only player to ever lead the NCAA, the NBA, and the ABA in scoring. He's with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. You brought up Steph Curry, Rick. Of course, he plays for the team that you're most associated with, the Warriors, from your playing days. Mark Jackson has truly had a great effect on the organization since he became head coach. Curry has stepped up to become one of the more exciting players in today's NBA. I want to know, do you think maybe Andrew Bogut being able to stay healthy is the key for that team to get to the next level?
Oh, no question. When they first had made the commitment to both of those players last year, I said, well, it's great, but they have to worry about the health of these players. And, of course, Steph had the problem with the ankle early on, and Bogut had a problem all season long. with his injuries, and yet they still made it into the playoffs, which I think is a tribute to the rest of the team and to Mark Jackson for what they were able to accomplish. But certainly for them to be able to take it to another level, they need to have Bogut healthy. It's a very important element for them, but it still is a wonderful accomplishment what has taken place for them to get this, you know, get into the playoffs.
As a University of Miami alum, you're obviously going to be very proud of what the Hurricanes showed this past college hoop season. Considering that you hadn't done much of anything on the hardwood since maybe you were last there, could you see this coming once Jim Larrañaga arrived on the scene?
Well, I knew that Jim would do a good job. Jim is an outstanding coach, a really good person. Had the pleasure of spending some time with him. He actually had come out and visited to get a chance to see my youngest son. Unfortunately, Jim didn't have a scholarship available. My son more than likely could have qualified for an academic scholarship and redshirted like he's doing now where he is at the College of Charleston. Mm-hmm. But I think he made the decision, because I always left it up to my boys to decide where they wanted to go. I just told them whether or not I thought that the coach would be good for him, and I certainly felt that way about Jim. And I think he decided that, you know, playing in an arena where your father's jersey is hanging might be something that he didn't want to necessarily do, and I can't say that I blame him, but certainly with the veteran players that they had, the experience, and then, of course, bringing in a coach of the caliber of a Jim Larrañaga, everything fell into place. So I was really happy for the school, happy for Jim, happy for the team. Unfortunately, it's one of those things that happens, is that if you have a bad game, one bad game, and they had a bad shooting game is all that really happened to them. They had a bad shooting game and wound up getting knocked out. And then the irony of it is the team that they played against had a bad shooting game that cost them a chance to go on and move to the next round. So the best team doesn't always win in the NCAA tournament because of a one-and-out situation. That's why a seven-game series, the team that's playing the best basketball during that two-week stretch or more is usually going to be the team that comes away victorious. And in the NCAA tournament, anything, as they say, can happen. And it certainly happened on a number of occasions. I mean, just look at some of the upsets that took place. I mean, Gulf Coast, I mean, come on. I mean, who in the world? That probably screwed up more people's picks than any team in the tournament. And then to think that Gonzaga was going to get, you know, gets knocked out. And then it was amazing what took place, you know, Harvard winning. So that's what makes it, I think, an exciting tournament, because of that one-and-out situation where you just have to play your best ball for six games and hope that the team you're playing against that may be better than you has a bad game when you have a good game.
Rick Barry's one of the 50 greatest players of all time in the NBA, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick, I grew up in Brooklyn. I spent plenty of time going to Nets games when they played out on Long Island in the Nassau Coliseum, also at the old Comac Arena. You were a guy who jumped from the NBA to the ABA and then went back. And I know there were a lot of legal issues involved with you with all of that, but what kind of place does the ABA experience hold for you all these years later?
Well, it was certainly an interesting experience. It was pretty Bush League, to be perfectly honest. The basketball was kind of fun. It was a wide open game. There weren't that many great centers until you got some guys like Artis Gilmore coming into the league and some of the other players who came in. But if I had to do it over again, I probably would not have left and I would have stayed in the NBA. But everything in life happens for a reason. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have the wife and the other son that I have today. I wouldn't have met a lot of people in my life who have been an important part of my life. And so you just accept it. But it was an amazing experience. It gave a lot of people an opportunity become professional basketball players who wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been for the ABA. So I think it took the game to a whole different level. It helped develop more players and provided a living for a lot of people, not just on the basketball court, but the people who were working for the various teams and the front offices, the broadcasters and what have you. So in that regard, I look at it as a very positive thing for the game of basketball.
When I think back to the way the game was played when you were out there and look at it now, certainly today there's more athleticism. Guys are in tremendous shape year-round, but fundamentals aren't as prevalent, and the game back then I think was more cerebral too. How would you fit in today, and what changes do you think you would have to make with your game?
That's a very good question, actually. First of all, I think I'd be a better player. And the reason I say that is because of the technology that exists today as far as the training is concerned. I ate the wrong food. I never lifted weights. I would have been stronger. I would have been faster. I would have been quicker. I would have had more endurance. There's no question that my game would have been elevated. I'd say maybe at least 20% better basketball player than I was had I had all of the technologies available. And then to go along with it, as far as what I would need to do, back when I played, people talked about, wow, Rick Barry can bring the ball off the floor. And, you know, I was kind of like the point forward before that term ever came about. Mm-hmm. I would get a rebound, bring it up the floor, lead the break, make some passes. And what I could dribble with my right hand, my left hand, and do a crossover. My dribbling and ball handling skills now are so lousy. Like my son, who's playing now in college, when he played in high school, he could do more things with the basketball and was so far superior to what I could ever do. It's a joke. So if there was one area of the game that I would have to improve on, it would be my ball handling abilities. And again, that's not something that you're born with. You just go out and practice. Sure. I would have gotten out and I would have practiced and I would have dribbled righty, lefty through my legs, doing all that stuff. I would have learned how to do that. And that would help make me a better player. However, I probably would have used those additional skills in a much more productive manner than a lot of the players today use them, because they do a lot of stuff that you don't need to do. It's a lot of wasted time, a lot of wasted energy. Plus, when you're dribbling the ball all the time, how are you going to make a pass to a teammate who cuts to the basket if you're always dribbling? And most of the stuff today is done off the dribble as opposed to catching it on the wing and making a move to the basket. That's why I love to watch Carmelo. Carmelo is one of the really few players who catches the ball on the wing and uses his first dribble as a productive dribble to get by his guy. I really like seeing that.
Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Rick, why don't more players shoot underhanded free throws the way you did?
Well, there's nobody out there to teach them other than me. and the problem is that their egos get involved for some reason. Some reason they have an aversion to wanting to shoot it because it's a different look. But I didn't want to do it when I first was taught. My dad tried to get me to do it. It was a semi-pro player and coach. Because back then, the girls used to shoot that way. Mm-hmm. So I had a pretty good reason to not want to do it. But I always remember saying, son, they can't make fun of you if you're making them. And that's really true. And my youngest son shoots them that way. And so I watched him very carefully when he made the switch before his junior year in high school. On the first game was on the road. And I watched the opposing fans. And he went up to the line when he got fouled, shot the free throw. And I looked and I read the lips of the person. And I said, what did he just do? What was that? Because these people haven't really seen it. Mm-hmm. And so by the time the game was coming to an end and his team was ahead, they had a foul. They're yelling. The other team's fans are yelling, foul 24, my son's number, foul 24. They actually wanted to see him shoot the free throws. So there's no stigma about being made fun of. It's a really unique thing, and if you can make your free throws and you make 80% or more of them, who can make fun of you? And why would you not try anything to get better, especially it's the only area of the game of basketball where you can be selfish and help your team?
Wrapping things up with Basketball Hall of Famer Rick Barry on the WadeFord.com hotline here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You mentioned your youngest son, Canyon, who's playing. Was he a redshirt freshman at College of Charleston?
Yes, he's a redshirt freshman. You know, we wanted to take that year to get a little bigger and stronger. They put about 25 pounds on him, and so it'll be interesting to see what he does this coming season.
Well, he's the fifth of your sons to be playing. What type of game does he have, and what do you think his chances of one day playing in the pros are? I know it's a long way off.
Oh, who knows? I mean, there's a long way to go. He's got 4 years to develop here. I think Doug Wojcik will do a great job with him. He's a two guard with the ability to handle the ball and pass the ball. He sees the floor exceptionally well. He's got great shooting form, shooting younger hand free throws. I think he'll become an outstanding free throw shooter doing that as well. And has a really good feel for the game. That's something that you can't really teach. And he's got a great vertical. He's got the highest vertical on the team. He's a lot like Brent in that regard, that he could jump very, very well. So it's going to be fun to see what he does. It's just a matter of how serious and how committed he wants to become with regard to the game. If he makes up his mind that he wants to go out there and become a very good basketball player, I think he has the opportunity to do that. So I'm excited about it. I'll be spending the time with my wife in the wintertime down in the Charleston area to try to watch him as much as I possibly can, because I missed out so much of my other boys. So I'm really looking forward to that, and it's going to be fun for me to watch him play. But I thank you for your time for doing this. And again, I want to tell the people, www.ekto.com. It's ekto.com. If you have kids playing ball, you want to help protect them against ankle sprains, anybody that's playing, check it out. The new shoe, the Breakaway, it's just an awesome product.
Rick Barry, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. An honor to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you as well. Take care. Bye-bye.